It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 30th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If you've been wondering what former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has been up to recently, you can maybe stop wondering. Ballmer has reportedly agreed to pay $2 billion for the Los Angeles Clippers basketball team. If the deal is approved by the National Basketball Association, Ballmer will be part of the biggest NBA team purchase in history. But what does a tech mogul want with a basketball team? Well, Ballmer might have been famous at Microsoft for missing the mobile revolution, but he's also famous for not missing his favorite sports events. He's a fan, and one with plenty of time and money to take a few shots, whether or not those shots score him a ton of profit. Kyle Wagner is a staff writer at Deadspin.
Generally speaking, buying a sports franchise is never a great investment if you're looking to just make money. You can do it, but I don't think that it would be financially driven for Ballmer. It seems like he probably is just looking for something to do. He stepped down from Microsoft last year, and guy's just got a lot of time on his hands. He's a sports fan. You know, owning an NBA team is obviously only 30 people in the world can do it.
If Ballmer does become one of those 30 ballers, he'll replace the current owner of the Clippers, Donald Sterling. Sterling is being pushed out of his position by the NBA after the release of racist comments Sterling made during a phone conversation with a girlfriend. The NBA wants Sterling to sell his team voluntarily, but Donald Sterling's wife, Rochelle Sterling, is the person who reportedly signed the contract with Ballmer, and Donald could still try and fight the deal. So the final buzzer hasn't buzzed just yet. This week, Marketplace has launched a reporting initiative called Learning Curve, a look at the way tech is transforming education. On the radio and on our website, Marketplace's Adrian Hill has been reporting on the history of educational technology. So to help kick it off, we figured we'd talk a little ed tech with her. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Ben.
Give me your classroom tech experience. Hit me.
So I'm of the generation that played Lemonade Stand and a lot of Oregon Trail.
Lemonade Stand is not a thing that you actually did in real life. This is a game.
Yeah, you've got to figure out supply and demand and make big money at your lemonade stand.
All right.
I think it was on an Apple II of some sort. What about you?
One of my first experiences with tech education was my dad forcing me to learn how to type over summer vacation.
I had that break.
Ugh, a total nightmare for a 10-year-old. But, you know, it's interesting. I was riding the subway the other day, and I struck up a conversation with this guy. He's 85 years old. He told me that he was 3 days away from being deployed to Korea.
Uh-huh.
And a job opened up at a military base in Brooklyn for a typist.
And he knew how to type?
And he knew how to type because, wow, just like my parents and your parents, his mother had forced him to learn how to type when he was young. And he said it saved his life.
It's remarkable. Well, all year long, we're hoping to tell stories like that and lighter stories, too, about education and technology. And the idea here is there's so much promise and there's so much hype and there's peril to it, too. So we'll be checking it out.
Adrian, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ben.
This week and this weekend, the World Science Festival is happening in New York City. So for Silicon Tally, we figured we'd battle a badass science guy on a battleship. Babak Ferdowsi is the NASA engineer known by some as the Mohawk Man, who helped land the Mars Curiosity rover. We met him on the flight deck of the Intrepid Aircraft Carrier and Sea, Air, and Space Museum.
We're here
on the deck of the Intrepid. I'm here with Babak Ferdowsi. He's an engineer in NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratories. Babak, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? You ready?
I think so.
Two identical twins.
The Kelly twins, they're both astronauts, and they're scheduled for a space station next year.
Well done! The Kelly twins will take part in a study on the effects of weightlessness in space. NASA researchers will compare the health of astronaut brothers Scott and Mark Kelly before, during, and after Scott's stint in space.
I feel like you gave me an easy one. It was a space-related one.
All right, you got something for me?
Sure. 10,993. It's a number of objects. They're floating objects.
Oh, man. I'm going to guess, like, asteroids that you have to blow up in that game.
Can I give points? Because that was good. It's the number of asteroids that we've detected to date.
Wow, all of the asteroids?
Near-Earth asteroids that we've detected so far.
All right, I got something for you. 36,000 selfies.
That is the number of pictures taken for the NASA Global Selfie Challenge.
Oh my God, this guy's killing it. Yes, this week NASA released a global selfie, a composite of 36,000 selfies taken on Earth Day.
All right. Well, I think you'll get this one. I feel good. Six, and the unit is people.
Wild guess on the ISS right now?
That's absolutely correct.
You're a guy who usually stays on the ground. Do you have any wishes to leave the Earth's surface anytime soon?
Yeah, I would like to go up into space. I don't know that I could spend 6 months or a year like the Kelly twin, one of the Kelly brothers is doing, I guess. But I would love to go for, you know, maybe like a week-long vacation on the moon.
And they have internet now there, apparently.
Yeah, which is apparently faster than our internet.
It's sad when the moon's internet is faster than the Earth's internet.
Little lag. You can't play video games.
Babak Ferdozzi is an engineer in NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Babak, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Don't forget, you can find a special listener version of Silicon Tally online at marketplacetech.org. Play along with us. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.